making a difference at her workplace. This is Sharon Richard, a front counter worker with the Tim Hortons on O'Brien Road in Renfrew. Sharon, thank you for being here today. Let's start all the way back at the beginning. How did you join on with our local Tim Hortons?
Basically, Casey, in the early 2000s, I applied at the Tim Hortons on Stewart Street, and I was there for roughly about 3 years, and then I kind of pursued another form of employment, and then I was gone basically for 10. And then when things kind of changed for me after the 10-year span, I decided to approach Tim Hortons again. Just got right back in there like as if I had never left. So, and here we are, it'll be 11 years this August that I've been back. So I enjoy it. I enjoy going in every day. It's the customers and my coworkers that make it a lot of fun.
You picked it right back up like riding a bicycle.
Exactly. And you know what? When I first walked in to the doors on O'Brien Road, even if it was after 10 years, it felt to me like I had come home. That's what it felt like to me. You know, it sounds kind of silly, but that's the way it was. I just felt like I had never left. Those things, of course, I had to kind of refresh, but some things hadn't changed after 10 years, you know. So I don't know. I just enjoy it. That's why I go in every day and I have fun.
And just to give some perspective as to why you're joining us today to our listener, the person who nominated you actually let us know that you've had, I believe, 17 separate positive bits of feedback come in from their website just for you.
So they tell me. I mean, I didn't get to read every single one, but I always joke around when I'm handing out the surveys or people go online, I'll joke around and say, it's Sharon with two R's. I'm the only Sharon that's working there right now, so it's not like if they spell it with one R. That's what I've been told.
In your opinion, what is it about what you do that makes people respond like that, respond in a positive way?
For me, I don't know. I think it's just I try to be friendly, stay positive, have a positive attitude. To me, it's important to make a person smile. So, you know, when they're leaving, it's like, have a great day. Or when they're coming in, it's like, good morning. You know, it's little things like that.
And when a customer lets you know that you've done a good job, how does that feel?
It makes you feel really good. It feels like I've done something right, you know what I mean? And like I said, just maybe someone coming in doesn't look maybe exactly the happiest. Maybe they're having a really bad day, but just giving them a smile. I put smileys on their coffee cups and they're like, oh, thank you. One lady did the other day. She goes, thank you for the smiley. It's the little things. Like I wouldn't think twice about putting one on there, but it's my thing. I put a little smiley face on there and people do notice it. And they'll say, I knew you made my coffee today. My smiley's on my cup, you know what I mean? Oh, on the lid, right? So it's the little things, right? It's I don't know.
Is reading people, picking up on people's emotions, a skill that you've always had, or is that maybe something you've learned at Tim's?
I think over the years, it's kind of like you pick up on certain things. You can sort of tell if they're, you know, kind of looking sad or maybe even a little anxious, or if you see that someone seems to be in a bit of a hurry, you're trying to, you know, kind of speed things up a little bit because maybe they have to be somewhere. You don't know what they're going through either in that moment. Maybe they're running late for an appointment and they're not wanting to say, well, hey, hurry up. You know what I mean? You kind of read. You try to read the room, I guess, or read their face a little bit, you know, or their actions even. I don't know. Maybe I don't think it's a talent I've ever really had. It's just something I think over the years, you just kind of get to know, maybe recognize.
Then I guess my next question for you, Sharon, in your opinion, I'm wondering, is there a key to being a great employee?
I'm not sure about a single thing. I mean, being a team player, basically helping each other out, being there when needed. For me, working on the front counter, there's times where it's like, I need help. So I definitely would say, need a hand, you know, and then next thing you know, someone's coming over and giving me a hand with stuff because you can only do so much by yourself. And it can get rather busy with the mobile orders and then your walk-ins. And that's important to me. I hate to keep people waiting. You don't want to keep people waiting. And so there's always people backing each other up. It's a team. And we're family. I consider my Tim Hortons co-workers family, even management. They're like family to me.
Would you be interested in moving up at Tim's using those people skills that you've acquired to further your career?
That's been offered to me years ago. And you know what? I'm quite content to be the front counter person. And I've been training for probably the close to nine years. I'll just want to retire. You know what I mean? From doing what I love to do right now. There's always room for anyone that wants to. They never hold anybody back if they have an interest in moving up into a management position. But for me, I'm quite content to just be where I am and to continue training.
Well, all right. And the next time that you're at the Tim Hortons on O'Brien Road and you see a smiley on your coffee, remember that's Sharon with two R's. We've been speaking with Sharon Richard, a front counter worker at the Tim Hortons on O'Brien Road. Sharon, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me. I was very nervous coming into this because I didn't know what to expect.
And remember, you can listen to all our Rockstar employees on our website, renfortoday.ca. I'm Case Egan. Thank you for listening.